Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Tabaka Ngobe. Today on Live Talk, we are discussing opportunities and challenges for Zimbabwean youths in the diaspora. But first, President Donald Trump's weekend announcement of tariffs on Canada, China, and Mexico sent global markets in a downward spiral Monday. They recovered some lost ground when Trump announced he would postpone a 25% tariff on Mexican goods for a month in exchange for concessions. He later announced a similar pause with Canada. VOA's Anita Paul reports from the White House.
Other countries charge us tariffs.
President Donald Trump's weekend tariff announcement is being felt in Ottawa, in Mexico City, in Beijing, and here in New York, Hong Kong, Seoul, and Taipei. Around the world, markets fell Monday after Trump dropped 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada, and 10% on China. In Washington, Trump spoke of his agreement Monday with Mexico to pause the tariffs for a month in exchange for concessions from Mexico City, meant to stop migration flows and the movement of illegal drugs across the southern border. Markets quickly made up some losses after his announcement. He also announced a similar pause with Canada later on Monday.
We have to stop people from pouring in, and we have to stop fentanyl, and that includes China. Fentanyl has killed, this year, at least 200,000 people. It's pouring in from China through Mexico and Canada, and they've got to stop it. And if they don't stop it, the tariffs are going to get worse, a lot worse.
Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum sounded a hopeful note on Monday.
I'm sure that in this month we'll be able to have results, good results for your people, good results for the people of Mexico. And this was the result of the agreement. It was a good conversation, with respect.
Economic scholars say consumers will start to feel the pinch soon and pointed to historical parallels.
This brings us back to the 1930s, you know, when, as you may recall, a trade war was one of the factors that deepened the Great Depression as economies all over the world erected barriers in order to keep imports out. In the longer term, keeping tariffs high would end up reducing the total amount of global trade, which would diminish competition and reduce the diffusion across the world of technological innovations. And that could end up, over a longer term, reducing the pace of U.S. and global economic growth.
China's ambassador to the United Nations, Fu Kong, on Monday said Beijing would turn to the World Trade Organization for recourse.
We do believe that this is in violation of the WTO rules. So that's why China is filing a complaint at this WTO. And we may be forced to take countermeasures. And let me also emphasize that there is no winner in a trade war.
Trump acknowledged that the move would raise prices, but said the higher tariffs would be worth the price to bolster U.S. interests. Anita Powell, VOA News, the White House.
On Chad's border with Darfur, VOA met with refugees who have told harrowing stories of what the United States has described as acts of genocide in Sudan, allegedly by the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, or RSF. As the refugees call for action, the United States has imposed sanctions on leaders of the RSF and associated militias. Henry Wilkins reports from Chad.
Noor al-Latif is a refugee who, like hundreds of thousands of others, fled to Chad from Sudan's Darfur region to escape ethnic violence over the last 2 years. She is also a trained psychologist and now spends her days in the refugee camp on the Chad-Darfur border, giving psychological support to victims.
The psychological trauma is overwhelming.
The loss of loved ones is immense. Death has become too frequent. Some families have lost both parents. In such cases, the child becomes the caretaker.
Al-Latif says she works with a 14-year-old girl who became head of the family after both parents were killed. VOA spent more than a week in the refugee camp in Adre speaking to victims.
Practically everybody here at the refugee site in Adre has got a horrific story to tell about friends, family members, neighbours being murdered in what the US has called a genocide.
And the US says other crimes against humanity are also taking place. The name of this refugee has been changed and her identity protected for fear of reprisals if she returns to Darfur.
They killed my mother and my brother. They killed them in my house. They killed a lot of people.
She says she was then raped by militias linked to the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, or RSF. Mohammed Idris Adam, a well-known artist in the Darfuri city of El Janina, says he was on an RSF hit list. He fled the city but left everything he owned, including his life's work, behind.
The whole world condemns violations of human rights, and they have agreements under the United Nations and so on. The people responsible should be brought to trial for the crimes committed in Darfur.
The US has sanctioned the RSF leader Mohammed Hamdan Dagalo and other senior members of the group. Meanwhile, the victim's trauma continues, says Al-Latif, and for many, it seems to get worse at night.
During the day, they all seem fine, but at night, it's all screaming and chaos in the streets. It's unbelievable.
Although the Darfuris in Adre were lucky enough to escape, they still live with the horror of what happened. Henry Wilkins, VOA News. Adre, Chad.
With that, let's take a brief break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe's opposition party, the United Zimbabwe Alliance, has announced that it will host a February 8th community hall event themed The Path to National Prosperity at Chikuonono Hall in Chinoy. In a statement released earlier today, the Elizabeth Valerio-led party said the forum will bring together people from different demographics, including community members, local leaders, and stakeholders to discuss challenges currently facing Zimbabwe. The event takes place at a time some war veterans are calling on President Emmerson Mnangagwa to step down, saying he has presided over a failing economy and has failed to stop corruption in the country. Now back to our topic, with a sizable number of young Zimbabweans leaving Zimbabwe for greener pastures in the diaspora, some may wonder if the move is a worthy venture given the challenges associated with starting a new life away from family. To discuss this, we are joined by Zimbabwean youth, Mr. Kudakwashe Bejana, based here in the USA. Welcome to the show, Mr. Bejana.
Thank you, Mr. Mube.
Thank you. We also have on the line Mr. Prosper Ntini, based in South Africa. Welcome to the show, Mr. Ntini.
thank you. I welcome you.
Mr. Bejana, we'll start with you. Briefly tell us about your experience moving to a new country. How was it to adjust to a new environment and start a new journey here in the U.S.?
Well, Mr. Nguye, I must say that, you know, like millions other Zimbabweans, I've been one of those who decided to leave the country and come abroad in search of educational opportunities, career opportunities, and political opportunities that were lacking in Zimbabwe. And it should be very clear to everyone that this is never the normal desired option. Every Zimbabwean wishes to be home. Every Zimbabwean wishes to see their parents regularly, to see their family regularly, and also every Zimbabwean wishes to enjoy their country. You know, when you come abroad, you are always the odd one out. You are the one who is trying to fit into a new society. And whether you are interested in fitting into that new society, it depends on the natives of that place to accept you as you try to assimilate. So, you know, people that come abroad, they face a lot of challenges, especially, you know, mental health challenges from being away from your family, missing your family, at the same time trying to fit into a new society, and at the same time trying to work and make a living, learning new systems. At the same time, you also have to look back at home to see and cater to those you left behind. So it's never an easy situation. It's one of the most difficult experiences to go through. But what can we do? You see, this is the fate that we've been handed to by the mismanagement of ZANU-PF and the Zimbabwean government.
Thank you, Mr. Bejana. Baba Ntini, siyamuzwa lapha uBejani uyakhuluma ukuthi hayi kube nzima kuye ukuthi asuke ayehlala elizweni elingaso lakhe esithi kumnzimele sibili ukuthi angene akwane phakathi kwabanye. Wena khona ngapho eSouth Africa usuka ekhaya bekulula kangakanani ukuthi uqalise sibili ukuthi uthi hayi sendihlalisekile lapha sendisebenza sekuhamba kuhle ungathi ukusuka kwakho eZimbabwe usiya kwele South Africa ubone kunjani, ungathini kwabanye abatsha sikhangela indlela oyihambile?
Eyi, bekunzima kakhulu. Ngiyakhumbula ukusuka kwami ngangizozama impilo, ngingazi ukuthi ngizofikela kuphi, kubani, ngizophila kanjani, ngizohlakana nobani, ngizomhlani, ngangingakwazi konke lokho. Kodwa ngithe ngifika la ngazama, cause ngazama in a good way, anzange ngenze izinto eziphuma eceleni, cause isifiso sami kufunda izinto mawusuka kwamanye amazwe, ube ne-youth, uphilisa ne-youth yalapho, ukwazi ukuphila kahle. Ngine sengifunda into eziningi, ngenza ama-skills, ngenza ama-job ezandla, into ade ngingayazi ngesikhathi ngisasekhaya, cause ngisasekhaya kwakunengcindezo eningi kakhulu, bengakhona ukuzenza lezi zinto. Kunezinto esengizifundile lapha kwelinye ilizwe esengathi uma ngingathola lami ithuba ngihambe ekhaya ngibafundise ukuthi hhayi, uma ufuna ukuphila kahle yenza so, uma ufuna ukwenza imali yenza so, into esifana nazwalezi. Kodwa kungijabulise kakhulu ukufika kuleli lizwe ngoba sebangiphatha kahle, ngoba lami ngafika kahle. Asika kahle South Africa, zange ngifike ngumuntu lwana oze ngobugebengu or oze ngani. Ngiyenza ngokufunda izinto, izinto engingayazi. Okuningi sengikwazi impela ade ngingakwazi ukuthi hhayi, kade kuphilwa kanje, le nto yenziwa kanje, bangiphile isikhathi akufuni. Ngiyabonga.
Siyabonga Baba Ntini. Laphana usichazela. Mr. Bejana, coming back to you. You spoke at length about the challenges that you faced when you got to the U.S. With all these challenges that you are talking about, is it really worth it to leave Zimbabwe and go to a new place to start a new life?
Mr. Nguye, I'd say that it's worth it when you consider the current situation in Zimbabwe. You know, I think maybe because we are Zimbabweans and we talk about these matters every day, they seem to become normal in conversation. But the situation that Zimbabwe is in right now is very sad, deplorable, and despicable. Zimbabwe right now is not a normal country. We are not a normal country at all. If you look at the economy is the foundation of the country. It's the center. It's the engine of a country. So the economy in Zimbabwe, as I've said on previous appearances, is in an economic depression. Zimbabwe is in an economic depression since, I think, around 1998 up to today. You have a situation, we have a situation that, you know, both you gentlemen know about. There is no employment in Zimbabwe. There is no industrial production, manufacturing, even our services sector. There are no service jobs. There is no employment. There is no viable economic action in Zimbabwe that can absorb, you know, the millions of young people that are coming out of universities and colleges and trade centers, you see. So a lot of Zimbabweans now have to resort to going outside the country to pursue normal economic opportunities, you see. So it's worth it in that context when you consider that living in Zimbabwe is signing up to poverty and squalor and hunger and starvation and lack of progress as a young person. Because, you know, young people, we are starting life. You know, we are looking forward to making our first income on the very minimum, paying our regular bills, and then also investing in into the future and creating new families. So it's worth it living in Zimbabwe. I should also say that, you know, consider the human rights situation in Zimbabwe and the political climate, the political environment in Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe, like any other nation on earth, any other, you know, progressive nation, is supposed to be a constitutional democratic society, and we are not that. So for some of us who are very vocal and we have a lot of opinions and we know how things are supposed to work, Zimbabwe also is a very dangerous place to be politically. I mean, I don't need to remind you guys that there are forced disappearances in Zimbabwe that happened to critics and opposition supporters. There is, you know, unfair incarceration. You can go to jail for frivolous reasons, political poisoning, and all the things that you know. So a lot of young people actually breathe a cool breeze, a fresh breeze, when they step out of the borders of Zimbabwe, because they know that they've looked back from all these challenges that I'm pointing out to you. But thank I must you. Repeat that, you see.
Thank you, Mr. Bejana. We'll come back to you. We have a caller on the line. We'll come back to you after the caller. Hello, Lingenile Kuhlelo. Si, Kokwalawane. Hello?
Yebo.
Yebo, Linjani Baba.
Ngiyaphila baba.
Ye, ungubani lisixhumele ngapi?
Uthamsanqa Dube, ngise-South Africa.
Ye, baba Dube, sikhuluma lapha ngodaba lokuthi abatsha abaningi asebephuma elizweni bafika kulawo mazwe bephile njani, kuya ukuphumeleleka na okwamanye amazwe lawa, wena ukubona njani njengomuntu okhona ngapha e-South Africa, baba Dube?
Lapho engingakusho ukuthi akuphileki kahle, kunzima kakhulu, ngoba iningi lethu siphila singena izincwadi zokuba kuleli lizwe. Njalo akufika ukuthi asifisi ukuba nazo incwadi, siyafisa ukuba nazo incwadi sibili, kodwa ngendlela intengo yakhona ephezulu ngakhona kusuka kube nzima ukuthi siyithole ilayezo zincwadi. Njalo ukuthi siphila futhi kuleli lizwe imisebenzi yinto engasekho, njalo neholo lakhona suka libe lincane ukuthi singeke sakwazi ukwenza into okuningi ebengifika nje ukuthi kube kungabe kwenzeka la kwelethi lize kuvuleke imisebenzi, into ezinjengamafemu. Yebo, siyasebenza amafemu lapha, amafekthari, kodwa izulu yakhona isuka ingayeneli ngoba manje akuli nathi into esingayenza ukuthi manje ngoba ukuhlala funakho kuyinto engeke ize isifise.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu baba Dube. Manje kungenziwa njani kwabanye abatsha ikakhulu abaseZimbabwe? Ungabatshela ukuthi benze njani bephume labo elizweni na njengawe kumbe bezama okunye?
Hayi, engakusho ukuthi singabantu inhlahla zethu azifani, kodwa angeke ngikufake kakhulu ukuthi ngithi mabaphume ngoba siphilelana akukho kuhle kakhulu, especially la malanga selokhu kuqale vele umnyaka odlule. Ngabolwesine kusuka kube nama-roadblock indawo eziningi kakhulu kuyesifuna izincwadi. Ma bekuthola unganaso iy'ncwadi lezo uyaboshwa ukhithiswa imali enkulu njalo leyo mali yakho leyokuthi uphume uyakungenayo. So lokho angeke ngithi abantu mabaphume, bangazama mhlawumbe ngezinye indlela. Njalo angeke ngithi bengabuya abantu, kodwa ngithi umuntu nomuntu inhlahla yakhe ingeyakhe. So ukuthi inhlahla yakhe iyabe kuphi ngayiphi indlela akekho yabe kwazi. So hhayi, akukho kuhle kakhulu. Nakhona ma sibuya ngapha yinthi manje abanye bethu mawa amaphepha unganawo uya ngezinye indlela ezifaka impilo engozini.
Siyabonga kakhulu baba Dube ukuthi lingenele kuhlelo lolu. Baba Ntini, sibuye kuye laphana ngamafitshane. Ukhulume wena ngendubo okhangelane lazo laphana, sikhangele ukuthi ukuyahlala kwamanye amazwe abatsha abaningi bakhangelane le ndubo ezijiyeneyo. Ntini, uthini wena ngodaba lokuthi kuyini okwenza ukuthi ungabuyeli ekhaya laloba okukhuluma ngendubo lezi ezijiyeneyo ozichazileyo lapha?
Ya, hey, hello.
Ye, khuluma Ntini. Ye, ungaqhubeka Ntini.
Ukuthi ngibuyele ekhaya. Ngithi kungaba nzima ukuthi ngibuyele ekhaya ngoba manje ma ngifika ngizofika ngenzeni, ngiqale njani? Elathi kunzima nasemaphandleni, asikho emadolobheni. So mna ngiziva ne-skill sami enginaso lapho esengisenzile lana sokudesa online marketing and yonke lezi zinto esengizifundile. Sengihambile ekhaya lapho emaphandleni, ngidayisela bani lezo zinto? Ngizostoka ngithi ngizodayisela online. Yabona enye i-challenge ongesingavuyela emuva ngoba akhothi ndo msebenzi engiwenzayo, kodwa siyafika ukuthi ngabe kuyathuthuka, ngabe kuhamba kahle. Hayi, besingahamba sizosebenzela ekhaya kube kahle ngoba most i-youth yasekhaya vele ngidasa ukuthi abantu ba-talented bazenza izinto zezandla. Kukhona abasebakufunda, kukhona okwenzakala ukuthi abe lezo zinto bazenza besekhaya, ngabe ilizwe lethu liyathuthuka kakhulu. Manje bazenza lezo zinto bekwamanye amazwe, into esifana nabo kukhontraka beyakha besenzani, ngabe sikwenzi lokhu siyakha ilizwe lethu, ngabe kuhle kakhulu.
Siyabonga kakhulu baba Ntini. Vabhejana Tambo kumisai paya tinorombo tidzoka kwamuri Vabhejane. Tichitarisa munhu auya apinda achibva kune imwe nyika achiuya kana kuAmerica kana kuSouth Africa nekudzimwe nzvimbo dzinoenda zvizvara zvemuZimbabwe, tingati zviri nyore zvakadii kubudirira uri munzvimbo idzi? Hausviki wakangosara here zvekuti zvinozonetsa kuti unge uchibudirira nekufamba kwenguva?
Chakakosha kunzwisisa ndechekuti nyika nenyika yakasikirwa zvizvarwa zvenyika iyoyo. So ngatiti waenda kuAmerica, America ndeye maAmericans. Ukaenda kuUK, UK ndeye maBritish. Ukaenda kuIndia, inzvimbo yemaIndia. Saka pavanogadzira upfumi hwenyika yavo, pavanoronga zvinhu zvenyika yavo, havawanzi kuronga vachiisa vauyi pamusoro pezvinangwa izvizvinhu zvavanoda kuita. Muchirungu tingangoti priority yavo inenge isiri yevanhu vauyiwo zvavo vanobva kune dzimwe nzvimbo. Saka nzvimbo idzodzo dzine atinoti masystem muchirungu ekuvandudza nevenyika iyoyo, vagari venyika iyoyo. Zvingadaro zvirizvo zvataifanira kunge tichiita kuZimbabwe, kuti kana tichivaka Zimbabwe hativakiri Zimbabwe maSouth Africans kana maMozambicans kana vanobva kuMalawi, tinozvivakira isusu. So ipapo ndipo paunoona kuti uchinge wasvika munyika itsva une kushanda kwakapetwa kwaunofanira kuita kuti unge uchikwanisa kutongosvikawo pachidanho chevanhu vari imomo. muchirungu pane zvaanotaura vachiti you have to work twice, you have to work double. So ndo zvinoitika izvozvo kuti vanhu vanobuda vachiuya kunze kwenyika vanosvika vachishanda zvakanyanya zvakati simbei kupfurika zvavangadai vachizoita dai vanga vari munyika yavo. Izvi zvinhu zvinosuwisa, zvinhu zvinoshungurudza mwoyo tikazvifunga. Tichitarisawo zvakare kuti ivavo vanhu vakange isu tinenge tabuda kuZimbabwe tiuya kudzimwe nyika dzevatorwa idzi. Tingangoti ndiyo yatinoti middle class muchirungu. Madokta, manesi, mainjinia, maloya ndivo nyanzvi vana mazvikokota vaifanira kunge vari muZimbabwe vachivaka nekusimudzira nyika yavo. Asi kana uchinge wauya kunoku unenge wakutokurukunzanawo nedzimwewo nyanzvi dzakazvarirwa muno zvizvarwa zvemuno. So ndingangoti inhamo yemudzanga kuti uku yakarumwa uku inotsva, nekuti semataurira andamboita paya ndichitaura nechirungu kuti hapana zvatingazviita. Ndiyo nyaya yacho, ndizvo zvingoripo. Tichitarisawo kuti zvakakonzerwa nekusatonga nyika zvakanaka kwakaitwa navamugabe uyezve kwava kuitwa izvozvi navamunangagwa nebato rezanupf.
Tinotenda vapejana netsanangudzo yenyu. Kulo munye njalo onginileyo lapha ngocingo. Yelo, lingenile kuhlelo?
Yebo, ngikhona kuhlelo.
Ye, ngubani le sixoxa layo njalo lisitshayele ucingo lingaphi? Lingahle lijikele laphana umbono wenu.
Ya, mina ngiseJohannesburg eGoli.
Ye. Ye, ungaqhubeka usiphe umbono wakho lapha ngamafitshane esikhathi ungani sesigijimile.
Hayi, mina bengikutsho nje ukuthi hayi, hayi kunzima kwele Zimbabwe mani, sithole nzima kusemazweni asisebenzi. Impilo enzima kakhulu, angazi isolushini ukuthi izoqhambeka kanjani ngoba sibuka kwiminyaka esiminingi impela kuzama, kodwa hayi kunzima kuyo.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu baba Moyo ngombono wakho kanye lokungena kuhlelo lethu lanamhlanje.
Alright, ngiyabonga nami kakhulu.
Yeah. Babantini ngamafitshane ungatshelani abatsha babantini in just a minute umbiko ongawutshela abatsha sikhangela lolu daba.
Hayi, mina into engayicela nje ukuthi abantu hayi mabezizwa ukuthi bafuna ukuyozama kwamanye amazwe, akhululekile ukuthi umuntu akasukuma ayofunda lokhu azakufunda ayozama, kodwa enencwadi eziphelelee ngoba i-challenge uma ungelancwadi kunzima, nowadays kunzima kakhulu. Kodwa hhayi, abantu abafunda bayofunda kwamanye amazwe, kuyeza nalokhu ama-skills abo sebawafundile bawalethe bafundise abanye nabaselekhaya bangakhonanga ukusukuma.
Yabo. Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu baba Ntini. Let me take this opportunity to thank Mr. Kudabe Jana and Mr. Prosper Ntini for being on Live Talk, and also to thank our callers who came from South Africa today. Sibonga kakhulu ukuthi lingenile kuhlelo lani lasipha imibono yenu. Namhlanje besihlaziya ke udaba lokuthi abatsha abaphuma elizweni besiyadinga ke amadlelo angcono kwamanye amazwe bahlangana le ndubo ziphi, njalo yikuyini abangakwenza ukuze baqhubekele phambili bephumelela. Kodwa isikhathi sethu yiso esesidliwe ngumangoye. That brings us to the end of our show. Thank you all for joining us. Signing off in Washington, I am Tabakangu.